This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature in special session continues its work on pandemic relief. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The main proposals would provide money to help businesses and restaurants, expand broadband access for schools, and aid renters and landlords. State lawmakers are expected to wrap up their work tomorrow. While the legislature generally agrees on providing this emergency injection of cash, there's less agreement on the safety protocols they're working under. Democrats have criticized some Republicans for not being fully diligent about mask wearing. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Polis has elevated Colorado's drought emergency plan to its highest level. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sankis.
After months of a deep statewide drought, Polis is moving Colorado to Phase 3, which means the full drought mitigation and response plan is now activated for all counties. The step requires water suppliers to coordinate with each other and the state to prepare for drought-related challenges. Polis is urging local governments, agricultural producers, and businesses to plan for a drought that could continue through the winter and into 2021. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado's 2020 election results are now nearly certified. Still pending is a recount that starts today for district attorney in the 18th Judicial District. The Secretary of State's office says there are also 300 still uncounted ballots in Gunnison County that were delayed by a COVID-19 outbreak. This is CPR News.